Hello there, and welcome to Poor Quality,
a show where some friends talk about beer and life
and all that goofy stuff that can get in between the two. Each week, the hosts
may be different, but don't you worry. They are all guaranteed
poor quality material. Join us and listen in as the brew crew talks about what ails their life.
Now,
let's see what we're drinking.
Poor Quality.
The duos.
I don't know if we're going to be the first ones or not, but we'll welcome you again to our section.
Yeah, this is our own particular slice of poor quality. So Chris came up with a really good prompt for us.
So for our beers today, or beverages, I guess, I couldn't come up with anything, but then I was like, well, I'm sitting on a chair right now, so... why not furniture? Zach, what is your beverage of choice remind you of in terms of a piece of furniture?
My beverage, which I'm thankful that this is a duo cast and Trent's not here to yell at me, but I don't have any beer at my house right now. So I'm drinking tequila with raspberry schnapps and, as a twist, a little bit of limoncello.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's not bad, but it reminds me of, I'm going to have to say, like, one of those big, like, overstuffed, like, just 1.5-person sized chairs. And, like, the only comfy way to sit in it is sideways with your feet, like, hanging off of the side. Like, I don't, for some reason, that's just, like, I took a sip of it and I was like, man, I wish that I was in a big comfy chair, like, just chilling. So that's my answer. Chris, what are you drinking, and what piece of furniture is it?
I am drinking a Corona Extra, and I know you typically put lime in it, but I didn't have lime, so I put some lemon juice in it, and it's pretty good. It's a little, I guess, fruitier and still bitter, but slightly less bitter than a lime. And I don't know, I feel like Corona reminds me of summer, and especially with the citrus added to it. I'm going to go with a porch swing. I don't know if that's really furniture, but...
yeah, no, I like it. That's good. That's like a porch swing, like on the porch, like looking out over like a beach in like the Hamptons.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know that I've ever done that, but that sounds great.
Yeah.
With a Corona.
I'd drink a Corona there. That could be my beach. Awesome. Well, Chris and I had a quick decision meeting before this, and we decided that we were just going to jump in and start asking each other questions, Trenton style, starting from the beginning.
So, Zach, when were you born?
I was born March 28th, 1993, in Westminster, Colorado.
Nice.
Yeah. My family, like my parents and I, lived in Summit County, Colorado, all sorts of different towns there, little towns, for 4 years, and then my sister was born, and we moved to Des Moines, Iowa, and lived with my grandparents for, I think, like 6 months to a year. I'm not really sure. I was only four. And then we moved into our house in Norwalk, Iowa, which is just south of Des Moines, and lived there until I moved away for college. So that's kind of my childhood. How about you?
Well, I didn't move around at all. So I was born also in 1993, and I lived in, Beverly, Massachusetts for all of my life until college, and then moved to Nashville.
Tell me about, Beverly. Like, how big is it?
So Beverly, I don't know, it's a small city, but it's not too small. Like, I would say our neighborhood was, like, no one had, like, a huge yard or anything. The houses were pretty close together. But there was a river down the street, like a saltwater river that led right to the ocean, which was my favorite because you could always smell the salt air in, like, the summer and stuff.
Yeah, that's super cool.
And it's right next to Salem, so it's a little bit... I guess it's touristy if you're looking for that. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know what else really to say about it.
Yeah. Is it kind of like an older town, or is it like, does it have cool history and stuff like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, no, there are definitely historical houses and stuff. I know there are houses that you're only allowed to paint it a certain color or whatever because it's so old.
Really?
I think there are some houses, especially in Salem, that are like date back to like, I think 1600.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. So there's definitely history there.
Yeah. I can't imagine seeing something like I just don't think that I've ever seen something that's that old. Also, I'm super jealous of the saltwater river and how close you live to the ocean. Like, I didn't see the ocean until I was 23.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where'd you see it?
Lita and I went on a road trip to, we went down to South Carolina, to Myrtle Beach of all places.
Nice.
And then popped up to Maryland and just kind of drove up the coast that way. But neither of us had really spent a whole lot of time around it. Like, I'd seen the ocean when I was little, but didn't remember it. And same, I think she was in the same boat. So it's super cool. It's very big.
Yeah, it is. Are you guys pretty close to any lakes or?
There was a glorified pond in my neighborhood that I went to the air quote beach every day for a couple of summers, but it was really just like gravel next to a pond that we called a lake. It was not very big. But yeah, we visit the mountains a lot. And so that kind of just like, I guess I've always grown up like really liking the outdoors and like big nature stuff, like mountains and stuff. So seeing the ocean was super cool, especially since I had done that crappy lake beach bum life for a couple summers. So
gotcha.
Yeah, that's super cool. You have younger siblings, right?
I do have one younger sister.
One younger sister. Do you have any older siblings?
Yes. 2 years older.
Brother or sister?
Sister. Sorry.
No worries. That's okay. I have a younger sister and a younger brother. And my sister is 3 years younger and my brother is 6 years younger. So.
Oh, and I guess my younger sister is 16 years younger.
Oh, crazy. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's very cool. I bet that's kind of fun, like, or was kind of fun growing up and stuff, like.
It was kind of a shock sophomore year of high school.
Yeah, I can believe that.
But no, it was good. She's awesome. And I'm a little sad that I'm missing like parts of her growing up, but I still see her like a couple times a year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it was interesting. My parents like to joke that they skipped the divorce and the second marriage and had another kid. But
that's funny.
I don't know.
We're starting over.
Yeah.
That's fun. What does your older sister do?
She works for, you know, like the educational like database EBSCO or EBSCOhost or whatever. She works for EBSCO and like edits articles and stuff.
Oh, cool.
I think she's an assistant editor, if I'm not mistaken.
Very cool. Where does she live? Does she live in Massachusetts?
Yes. She moved out and lives closer to Boston than Beverly is.
Cool. Very cool.
How about your siblings? What are they up to?
My little brother is still in high school. I think for another year. Yeah, no, he's not graduating. But my sister went to Iowa Western Community College in Council Bluffs, Iowa, which is on the western side of the state. So she lives like, I think it's 5 hours away. So I don't get to see her as much as I'd like to, but she is graduating in May, and I'm not sure what her plans are after this. But I think she is looking to go to a 4-year school. Last I heard, she was looking at some in like Kansas City and stuff like that. So we'll see where she ends up and what she ends up doing, but. She's
That's exciting.
Way more intelligent than I am. Like, she's just crazy smart and like rocks 4.0 GPAs and stuff like that, and is very motivated and driven. And I am not that. But
I'd say you're motivated and driven in other ways, though. At least it seems like it.
I guess when I want to be, I can be, but who knows?
Here's, I guess, a sibling question. Do you ever feel like you were, like, outshined by your siblings, or do you feel like you outshined them?
I was pretty active in high school with band and soccer and a little bit later in choir. And I've kind of a loud personality. So everybody kind of knew about me, whether it was good or bad. They definitely had, I guess, preconceived notions. So when my sister was also active in choir and a little bit in band and like drama and stuff like that, I think she kind of had to shake off that reputation a little bit. But she was way better at choir than I ever was, so I don't think it was too hard for her. And then my little brother, my parents did actually move away from Norwalk after I came to school, so he didn't ever go to the same high school that we did. So I think that helped him kind of get out from underneath us a little bit. But he's a gotcha. Big goofball. He's just a weird, quirky. His name is Dakota Blaze Schroeder, but everybody calls him Blaze because that fits his personality very well. He's very, very out there. So how about you?
I would say that, I don't know, my older sister and I are pretty similar. Like, we grew up kind of being basically best friends. I mean, we'd still bicker and whatever, but she definitely, I would say, outshined me in academics by, like, I mean, I was decent, but she was definitely better. And then she did choir, and I kind of did choir eventually, and band and whatever, and she did the musicals and stuff. And I don't know, I'd say, I feel like we're about equal. Like, she definitely outshined in the academics, but, like, with the music and the theater and stuff, like, she always pretty much consistently having lead roles, and then I had one at the end. But I don't know. I guess it was kind of a neck and neck for the most part.
Yeah.
And then my little sister, she's almost like an only child just because we're so much older.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess my sister and I may have, like, set some expectations. But, and I don't know if she'll feel any weight from that. I hope she doesn't, because I don't know, but she seems pretty smart. So I think she'll be fine and pretty driven and knows what she wants. So,
yeah, that's cool. That's super cool that you guys grew up close. I don't think my sister and I were as close as either of us wanted to be. It's like 3 years is a weird, like, age gap, because it's mm-hmm. not far enough away to where it's an excuse to not be close, but it's also not, like, close enough together where, especially when you're growing up, like, I was a senior in high school and she was, like, a freshman in high school or yeah.
Right.
So it's like, it was just kind of always a little weird. Like, we were always in just a little bit of a different spot in our lives. So it was mm-hmm. kind of challenging to connect sometimes, but, we're getting closer and closer as we both get older. And, like, every time we see That's each good. Other, it's like, oh, hey, you're kind of an adult now and we can talk about things that are, like, relatable, you know, like life choices and stuff like that. So it's it's fun. Siblings are fun.
They are. And yeah, it was weird because speaking, I guess, back to the best friend thing, like, especially in high school, we had pretty much the same friend group, like, or it slowly developed into the same friend group. So mm-hmm. that was kind of interesting too.
Yeah.
But I'm definitely interested for the adult conversations, I guess, when my little sister is old enough, because I think I'm gonna be like 35 or something crazy when she's 18, so it's gonna be a while.
Yeah. But, like, yeah, that's crazy.
I don't know, it's just gonna be interesting to see how that plays mm-hmm. out and that, like, relationship and dynamic.
Yeah, that's cool. I think, like, I don't know, I think she will probably benefit from it more than anything else, like, having role models that she can, like, it's almost like aunts and uncles that you're super, super close with.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Like, that's how I would imagine it would be, at least. I guess I don't really know anything, but
yeah, I guess at times I almost feel like an uncle more than a brother, maybe, because it's weird. It's like, I'm not really playing with her like I would my older sister when we were the same kind of age, mm-hmm. but it's more like I'm kind of helping to instruct her, and, like, I don't know, or at least in the beginning it was,
yeah,
or, like, I was helping change diapers, like, mm-hmm. I don't know,
like, more of a helper rather than, like, a co-child.
Yeah. I think the funniest part was that my sister and I were old enough to have been, like, teen pregnancy kind of age or whatever with her. Mm. So like when my parents would be off somewhere and we would be like watching her or something and walking her in the stroller, it looked like we were like boyfriend and girlfriend and our little sister was our like love child or something. So, so definitely got some like weird looks every once in a while. Yeah. But anyway, it's all good. It's good fun to look back on.
Yeah.
Or even like if my older sister was with my dad and my little sister in the carriage, I was like, ooh, that's an age difference there.
Yikes.
Anyway.
That's funny.
Makes for some funny memories, I guess.
Yeah, definitely. Some good goofs.
Yeah.
That's funny. Man.
Maybe we can do like one more question.
Yeah.
Okay, how's this? Question that you've always wanted to know about the other person.
Okay, I dig it. All right, I think I have one.
Okay.
Chris, I know you because you're friends with Mike and Matt and Trent, which obviously you all met at Belmont, I'm guessing. But your personality is just a little bit different than theirs. So I have no idea how like the four of you met and started hanging out and how you fall into that group of friends.
I'm still trying to figure that out. Okay. So how I met, let's see, who did I meet? I think I met Trent first because Trent lived down the hall and was friends with my roommate Connor. And so I kind of met Trent through Connor, and I think they were playing some music together and whatever. Shoot, I think I met Matt. Matt and Trent met at a party that I think I was at with Connor and them, because they were making fun of this one kid, and I remember being there, and like yeah. He was being just ridiculous. So I kind of met them that way, but I didn't really get close with Matt and Trent until second semester freshman year. My roommate Connor was just out all the time, so Matt had a room to himself basically and would hang out with Trent, and I don't remember if they invited me or if I asked if I could go hang out or what happened, but I went and hung out with them and they'd just be playing like the first Halo game and like listening to music and just, I don't know, it was a good hang time. I was quiet at first, but I kind of thought they were hilarious and started hanging around and they started inviting me, so I don't know.
Cool. That's awesome. That's a good yeah. story. It's tough not to enjoy being around those guys.
Yeah, I agree. I guess I could ask you how you met Trent, because I don't know if I know that.
Living in Norwalk, I went to Norwalk from like preschool till I graduated. But I think my eighth grade year, Trent came in as a seventh grader. And Trent's wicked smart. So he was in like my English class, his accelerated English classes, and, later some other classes too. But yeah, just, we ended up in the same class and I was friends with some cool people that he thought were cool. And, we kind of just started hanging out through them. And then eventually, in our ninth grade class, we sat next to each other and got into all sorts of trouble. and then after that, it kind of just, we just kept hanging out and doing stuff. And we had a couple mutual interests with choir and stuff like that. But it ended up being like by the end of high school, we pretty much spent most of our free time together, just hanging out at his place, watching movies, or we'd drive around and we hung out on tennis courts, just for no reason. He ended up getting a job at the pizza restaurant that I worked at. So we worked together a lot and just hung out. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. Just in school and through, Mr. Walker's, ninth grade advanced English class. Yeah.
Nice.
That was fun.
I guess I do have a question, but I don't know if we have time
for it. No, hit me with it.
I heard a little bit when we were looking for you at the Stone Door. When we were looking for you there, Lita and I guess got a chance to kind of have a little get to know each other session. And mm-hmm. I heard a little bit about how you guys met.
Yeah.
But I kind of want to get your side of the story.
Okay.
Just like when you first met, kind of that time.
Yeah. So I was dating a girl who was very religious. And I've been kind of on and off religious, I guess, like a little bit agnostic. But anyways, I was trying to be religious because it was important to her. And I thought that, like, if I gave it a shot, I could learn and grow. And somebody told me something that was like, instead of waiting for a sign or a miracle or something and then believing, just start believing and then you'll see the signs and you'll see the miracles and stuff like that. And so I thought that was really neat and an interesting perspective. So I decided to just jump in and started going to church every Sunday and like did a college youth ministry on weekdays. And summer came and I didn't have any plans. Didn't really want to move back in with my parents again for the like third or fourth summer in a row or whatever. So I went to a church camp with one of my good friends, a couple of my good friends and my girlfriend. And while I was at that church camp, dating my previous girlfriend, I met Lita and really liked her. And so there was a lot of drama and controversy and blah, 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 whatever. But we came out of the other side of the summer with me and Lita pretty much almost dating already. And then I think we were dating a month later and lived together 3 months after that and were engaged. Maybe it was a year and a half after we met. We were engaged and then married another year and a half, year and a couple months after that. So, yeah, it was fun. It was kind of a whirlwind thing, but it worked out.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's kind of cool that just all of a sudden there's this person and you're like, wow, this is the person.
Yeah, it was.
Here she is.
It was crazy.
It's not this person I thought it was. Mm-hmm.
It was very crazy. I think one of my friends came to visit me that summer and I like was off hanging out with him. And he had met Lita, and it was just like, dude, like, I think I'm probably going to marry her. Like, she's really cool. And so I hurried up and put a ring on it before she figured out that I was not cool.
That's not true.
But yeah. Well, Chris.
Well, I guess it's time for you to work out.
Yeah. And it was, I'm also out of tequila. So that's how you know it's time to work out.
Good luck with that. That might be interesting.
Oh, it'll be fine. I'm not like lifting heavy weights dangerously above my head or anything like that. They say always lift with your back and never use a splatter. So I think I'm ready.
All right. Well, I guess we'll turn it over to whoever's next.
Yeah, it was awesome getting to know you, Chris.
Yeah, awesome getting to know you too, Zach. I've been Chris. How do you fit in with that group, O'Brien?
I've been Zach. Ow, boy. Schroeder. Awesome. Used to hold on.
And
we're duoing.
We're duoing.
We're doing the duo.
Welcome to part one, two, or three.
Depending on where it gets cut in.
Depending on where I decide to edit it.
So, you get to make the executive decision. Why don't you just tell us what we are?
I get to decide that this one will be number... And then I'll cut in. I'll once I figure it out, I'll re-record a number there. And I'll cut this.
Or just put like a very robotic, like, two...
one... That'd be great.
That'd be awesome. But yeah, so it's me and you. It's me and you this week, Matt.
It's Colin and Matt, and we're here. I gathered Colin here today.
Colin, you're probably wondering why I've called you into my office.
My virtual office of Google Hangouts. TM poor quality.
Sergey himself.
Sergey himself decided it was time for us to talk for a few minutes about beer, life, and that whole intro section. Now, we had a long conversation today and over the past few days about new movies coming out.
Yep.
But trailers, specifically. A lot of new trailers have come out really kind of rapid fire.
Because it's, I guess, leading up to summer and stuff.
Yeah, I always forget this. It's the summer blockbuster that everybody
But it's like the second day of spring or the third day of spring. It seems early to be doing summer blockbusters, but okay.
Well, who's to decide when summer is, really? I mean, who can say?
The calendar, you know.
other than the definitive calendar. Like, who can really say? Summer is more of an emotion than a specific time period.
You know, you got that you summertime know? Sadness, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing we're supposed to be describing our beers as new movies? Or movies in general?
Or just movies. Let's just go for what movie does your beer remind you of.
So why don't you
Do you want to go?
Why don't you start?
Oh, okay, I'll start. I'm Matt, and I'm drinking an Angry Orchard hard cider. Kind of a basic sort of staple drink for myself, if you will. It was one of the first things that I ever ordered at a restaurant, I think, that was beer.
Is that like one of your anchors? Like if you are in the store and you don't know what to get, you're always like, you can always rely on Angry Orchard.
I can always rely on Angry Orchard to be a nice cider. I love ciders.
Do you? Is that your thing, ciders?
Ciders is my favorite type of beer because ciders and sours, and then Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale.
What an odd, like, trio you have there.
Yeah, those are the three things.
None of those are together. I mean, I guess, like, ciders and sours are going to be pretty sweet, but then you just completely throw it off with bourbon barrel-aged ales.
Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale.
It's got to be Kentucky. If it's any state but Kentucky-aged...
If it is anything other than Kentucky, it doesn't sound as good.
That's
Wisconsin
true.
Bourbon Barrel Ale.
Nebraska? Ugh.
Nevada Bourbon Barrel Ale? I can't even say it. It's disgusting.
Gross.
Kentucky Bourbon Barrel Ale. It's just fun to say.
Barrel Ale.
Barrel Ale. That's why I ordered it the first time. Firsts, I guess. So, this beer reminds me of a very specific movie.
You've set yourself up.
It's a staple. It's a staple in my repertoire. And it's actually, what's funny is that I saw Alien for the very first time this past weekend.
Did you guys watch it?
Yeah, we watched it. We watched it one night. Well, I say we. I was the only one who was awake for pretty much any of it. The other boys were much too sleepy, apparently.
Well, but I'm sure it was very late.
Well. Who's to say, what is time other than an emotion
that we
experienced? It's just a feeling. It's not, time is relative. That is true.
Yeah, arguably, yeah.
It is. Einstein said it, I think.
Sounds right. I can't argue you.
He actually did, which is, it sounded like I was lying. Colin, what are you drinking today?
I reverted back. If you remember, like 2 weeks ago, I was drinking that Shiner cold brew coffee ale when it was the like Gamescast. I still have those. So I am drinking. Oh, there's my dog.
Oh,
you
hi.
You can see her right here.
hey, bud.
She wants to be on this. Oh, those are good kisses, but you have
those
to get down
very
now, okay?
Good kisses.
You have to get down.
Well, but wait, but maybe not. What if...
I cannot have the whole podcast with her licking my
consider,
neck.
Wait. Dad, consider this, though. Me up here giving you kisses 45 minutes. What do you think? I'm putting it out there. Don't answer me now. Think on it.
I'm going to be here though. I'm just going to be
but
right
I'm going to I'm going to be up here though.
So, now that she's down, oh my gosh, she's looking at me in a way that is just heartbreaking now. And there was her very sad cry. So I'm drinking the Shiner cold brew coffee ale. If I had to describe it as a movie, trying to think of movies that deal strongly with coffee.
Okay.
And I'm thinking of TV shows like Twin Peaks, but that doesn't really work. But
not a movie.
I guess Twin Peaks in a way kind of reminds me of Fargo. So
okay.
My beer reminds me of Fargo because it's cold. You would drink, well, probably not cold brewed coffee, but you would drink coffee. My argument is falling apart.
You're talking yourself out of this one.
This is like when I start writing, when I used to write essays for school and get about like halfway through and I'm like, oh, my argument is invalid.
It's completely changed. Oh, wait, it's either that. It's either invalid, you figured out that you're wrong, or it's the opposite of what you started with.
Yep. And then you have that, to go back and like reformat your thesis statement. You're like, this still works, but just completely different topic.
This would have been good for a different paper.
Not this paper, though. Start over. Not page
this one.
This one.
Oh, boy.
Have you seen Fargo?
I've seen Argo.
Okay, yeah. That's the same movie.
The one about the Iranian or Iraqi.
That one. Yeah,
oh,
sure.
Oh, boy.
The Middle Eastern.
The Middle Eastern one.
It's Iran.
I thought you were going to say it's Irish, and I was like,
ooh, ooh, not Middle Eastern and also incorrect.
Not quite. It's okay.
But yeah, so I guess in the chat today, we were throwing around a bunch of movies. I didn't get a chance to watch the clip Zach sent, but it had the, like the, he sent like a 30 movies coming out in 2017 thing.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, the thumbnail is Alien Covenant, which I know you're probably.
Well, it was the creator beings,
yeah, whatever they're called, the I want to call them Prometheus. I want to call them Prometheans, yeah.
It's not.
But yeah, so like there's just so many movies coming out. Then I guess we got in a whole discussion about The Rock and Baywatch
and his inability to do anything wrong.
Sure, that's totally, there was no argument against that. It was just how The Rock can do no wrong. Oh, but wait, San Andreas and and Journey 2 and G.I.
Well,
Joe.
So that one was good.
We're not doing
this.
I'm not
gonna... I've seen that movie twice.
This is not a town hall about G.I. Joe and whether it's a good movie or not.
Not once. Twice. That is a good film.
Is that the one?
Now, this is G.I. Joe 2.
Retaliation. Yeah, or whatever it's called.
Yeah, the second one.
Is this the one where Channing Tatum dies in like the first 10 minutes or whatever?
Yeah, it's a garbage
movie.
No, wait.
It's like, oh, hey, you remember this character you love from the first? Oh, nope. He was really busy with other things, so we killed him in the first 10 minutes.
We couldn't afford him for more than 15 seconds of screen time.
But we could afford The Rock, so. Ugh.
But, well, this is on his upswing. Mm.
Yeah, I guess that's right before he started actually doing kind of good roles.
What? G.I. Joe was before Hercules, right?
Yeah, and Hercules was a bad movie.
And then, I saw that one. And then Hercules went into... Did he go right into Ballers and then on to his immediate upswing with HBO?
Was Ballers before Central Intelligence and stuff? Yeah, it was.
Yes.
I think he's on like his third season of Ballers, right?
Yeah, another season's coming out this summer, I think.
All I know is I follow him on Instagram and he's the most entertaining person.
Oh boy, yeah. He is informational or informative, as a smart person would speak and say that word.
He's got good information.
Well, no, I wanted to say the word in my head was motivational and informative.
It's kind of combine them. He's informingly motivated, so.
And funny. Yeah, he's very funny.
Oh, he's hilarious. I love, like, as great of a movie as Central Intelligence was, like, it was fine. It was funny. It made me laugh.
It was so funny.
It made me laugh.
He was so funny.
But he was so funny because he was this huge guy playing this, like,
so funny.
Wimpy, kind of like, you know, like old, like young fat kid in his youth kind of thing. It was good. But I mean, so you have Baywatch with him coming out, which is, I guess, going to be a good movie.
Did you see trailer 2?
Isn't that trailer you linked just the one we linked earlier?
It may have been. I wasn't watching videos at work.
But yeah, I mean, it looks good. It starts out on like, it tries to start out on a very serious note, and then it immediately goes into a penis joke. And then from there, the tone of the trailer is just downhill.
Well, downhill. Well,
the tone. Like, it started as a serious movie, and then it just like turns into penis jokes and other things.
Well, it really does want to be a lot of things.
Right.
It desperately wants to be funny, and it looks like it's going to be funny.
Oh, yeah, because it's from the same director as, like, Horrible Bosses, which is, like, one of my favorite comedies. Yeah. So, I have high hopes for it. I think it's going to be great. But yeah, it looks like it's juggling with like a bunch of different tones.
It's also, yeah, it's also a little bit action thriller. Really wants to be action thriller. Because like you said, like it was like, oh, Zac Efron really ripped. And oh, joke where The Rock says he calls Zac Efron a p-. And then immediately into murder, drugs. And it's like,
like, wait, how did we get here?
That's not where I just was.
I was at, like, you were on like mopeds and spandexes, and then now
I was
here?
Still thinking about Zac Efron without a shirt on.
I mean, but let's be honest, if they, you know, once they show that, that's all anybody's thinking about.
It just,
it looks like it desperately wants to be 21 Jump Street on the beach.
Yeah.
Which was, I love 21 Jump Street. It's hilarious. And that's not a rag on Baywatch at all. I think Baywatch is going to be great. I'm not a movie critic. I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, you know, it's a 7 out of 10. I'm not giving it ratings. I'm just
right,
saying,
right.
I will pay to go watch it and laugh and walk out saying that was worth my money.
Baywatch, I feel like, is going to be a little bit, I don't know. I feel like Baywatch is going to be a better movie than Fast and Fate of the Furious. But Fate of the Furious looks...
I don't know what it's called, but yeah.
No, that's what it is, I think.
Is it? Okay.
I don't know if you've watched the trailers for it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a movie.
That's going to be so much fun.
That's
so to watch. That's going to be a lot of fun to watch.
I have to come to Nashville and we have to watch this all together again.
We have to have a marathon and then right into Fate of the Furious.
Yeah, because we watched, was it 7? Whatever 7's title was.
Probably.
The one where Hulk, Hulk.
The Hulk.
The Rock flexes out of the cast and says, Daddy has to go to work.
Oh, yeah.
But
I am the cavalry.
Emerald hates those movies. My wife hates those movies, but
I mean, everybody hates those movies.
They're just like, they're literally just mindless, but they're just mindless entertainment where I leave after 2 hours. I'm exhausted from watching it.
Yes. You know, what's another movie like that, that I loved when I first saw it, and I saw it a couple of times, and then I only recently found out that it's a widely hated movie.
Transformers?
No.
What?
X-Men Origins Wolverine.
That's a bad movie, Matt.
I loved that movie
as a kid.
That's
a very, very bad movie.
I love that movie. I don't know what you're talking about. It's a lot of fun. It's funny. Huge acting with Hugh Jackman.
Oh my gosh. That's the one where they actually create him, correct? Like, where he actually goes through, like, Project X and everything?
Yeah, where he gets the adamantium or
unobtainium. Yeah, yeah, where he starts, where it's like the first few scenes are him with, like, the bone claws as a kid in, like, the 1700s.
Yeah. The good one.
I liked, like, that first part, like, exploring Wolverine as a kid with the bone claws. I'm like, that was kind of cool, and, like, the origin of, like, Sabretooth and stuff. I was like, oh, that's kind of neat. And then it just really went downhill.
I don't know.
I did play the video game based on the movie, which was...
That sounds even worse.
It was, yeah, hard to believe, but it was much worse. I have not seen Logan yet, and that makes me sad.
I haven't seen Wolverine 2 or Logan.
Oh, like, what's it? The Wolverine, the one where he goes to Japan?
Whatever.
It's so weird that they're going to make, like... It's so weird that they make a string of, like, two very bad Wolverine movies, and then the third one, the final one, is the best
one. Dunk all of their money into it.
Yep.
Hugh Jackman says he's never going to play Wolverine again? We'll see about that.
Maybe if we get enough money, he'll just have to come back.
Maybe a budget of $23 trillion will do it.
I would do
for
it.
A second, For a second, I had no idea how much a movie cost.
So you said trillion just to make it ridiculous.
That'll do. That'll be big enough, right?
Like our country's national budget every year, but you know, whatever. That's a movie. Well,
or if you want to get a husky Australian to come play a American character.
Very true. I mean, it's worth. That's, you know, it's 100% worth the money.
For what it's worth, for yes, and it is worth it. So I kind of wondered what. So that's kind of my guilty guilty movie I didn't realize was bad until people told me. Do you happen to have one of these?
It's not that I don't recognize that it's bad, but I like the Transformers series.
It's not... No, I mean, it is.
It's bad. It's bad. It's like the first one's good. The second one's fine. The third one's... That's Rise of the Fallen, right?
I don't know. Whichever the one had the twins in it, I had heard that people thought it was racist.
Oh, yeah. I think that was... Wait. Ooh, I don't remember which one it was. It's like... Because 1, 2, 3 all kind of blend together in my head. One of them doesn't have Megan Fox. I've fully embraced that these movies are terrible at this point. But I will pay. I saw Age of Extinction by myself in theaters in 3D. Because I was like, well, I'm already this far invested in the franchise. I got to kind of just keep it going. And I was like, Em, you want to... I was like, Em, you want to go see it with me? She's like, no. And I was like, all right. So I just went by myself. Just saw it by myself one like Saturday when she was out of town or something. So Emerald goes to see Beauty and the Beast the other night at like one of the Thursday showings, you know, like the first night it opens. Mm-hmm. And she comes back and she's like, Colin, have you seen the trailer for the new Transformers movie? And I was like, yeah, it looks pretty bad. And she goes, we have to see it. I want to see this. This looks good. And what? I was like, what is happening?
What?
She goes, Optimus is bad. I was like, oh my gosh. Like the marketing point of the movie.
She's become a consumer.
She's fully sold in on this Optimus being bad. She's
caught up on the hype train.
That everybody gets behind based on trailers alone.
It's a chug-a-luggin' with this one.
I was just like, oh, gracious. But so she comes back and she's like, this is awesome. We got to see this. And I was like, I'm excited that you're saying this because I don't have to see this one alone now. But
sure.
How did you buy into this? How are you? And why is that showing before Beauty and the Beast? I hope the other four's conversation was half as interesting as this.
I hope it doesn't. I hope it's not bad.
I'd hope
that's
it's
all I hope for. That's
low standards.
Low standard. Keep it low. Always impressed. That's the way. That's the key to happiness, folks. That's the Matt Byers guarantee right there.
Never expect much. You can't be disappointed.
Exactly. It's the meme with the pointing at the head. That's just I'm putting that there for the date so that we will always know that this was 2017, the beginning of it.
Because that meme will not be relevant even like next week.
No. And you know what's really funny about all we talked about so much like current media that if we ever come back to this, we're going to have seen Baywatch, seen
Fate of the Furious,
you know, seen all this
Alien Covenant,
the new King Kong movie
that's out right now.
It's out now. Oh boy.
Oh yeah, it's in theaters. Oh man, there it goes.
Oh geez, whoops.
Oh, there it went.
Prequel to Godzilla, though, or something?
Episode 8 this year, we didn't even talk about that.
What did we not talk about?
Episode 8, Star Wars.
Episode 8? I haven't seen it yet.
Well, no, I'd hope not, because it's April, or March.
I haven't seen it yet. Sorry, I thought we were talking about Rogue One for a hot second.
Yep, I could tell.
I was like, episode 8? And then I tried to do the math, and I just immediately said, hadn't seen it! Which I wasn't wrong.
You're not wrong.
To be fair, I was not wrong.
You have.
I haven't seen Rogue One yet, though.
You should see that. It comes out, I think, like next week on Blu-ray, so you should see that.
Perfect. I mean, I'm excited to. I'm really excited to. I just haven't gotten around.
It's a good one.
Anyway, now that we've securely
jaded this episode,
we'll always know when. That's a great squeaking sound.
Oh my god, it's so constant, but he's so happy when he does it that like it hurts me to take it.
Let him be happy. We're ending the podcast now.
Let them eat cake.
Let them eat dog chew toys. Later.
See you, bud.
Hey, Mike.
Hi, Trent.
How are you doing?
Better now. How are you doing?
I hear that. I've had a fun day, as I've already told you, and getting ready for the show.
I mean,
here.
I imagine you're pretty sleepy at this point.
I am exhausted. For those of you who aren't Mike and don't know my life situation, I was gonna leave from Nashville around 12 yesterday. And then got pushed back to 2.
Well, I kept hitting the dark.
Got pushed out to like 4:15. So I didn't get in until like 2:30 last night, which sucked. And then I worked at 8:30. Not a lot of time for sleeping.
Mm-mm. The math checks out that you did not have enough time, ample time to sleep.
No, but I am looking forward to this beer. I am drinking. You are drinking. We are drinking.
We are
together. The Dogfish Head Flesh and Blood IPA.
It's very good.
It's a 7. It's delicious. We drank a bunch of these while we were in town, among other beers.
A few you could argue. Mm-hmm. Actually, you can't even argue. Math checks out. It was more than a few.
Yeah, it was a couple, officially. And I actually drank this one when we were out on our nature hike.
Yes, you did.
And that was a lot of fun. I hadn't been on a hike in a long time.
Wasn't that beautiful? That's such a nice
not
trail.
A lot of that out here in Iowa.
Not as much.
Not
you
as
can
much.
Take the nature trek through the cornfields and just get
you can do a couple of corn mazes, you know, but
that's not as much of a hike as it just is kind of getting as lost as possible.
Yeah.
Where am I?
Where am I? Who am I? Michael Wadena.
Michael Wadena. Where am I going? What's the how are we going to describe this, Trent?
I was just going to this is a well-hopped IPA brewed with orange peel, lemon flesh, and blood orange juice, which is why it's the Flesh and Blood IPA. And it is super juicy. It is all the right flavors that I like in a fruity IPA.
Yeah.
And it's from Dogfish Head. I don't know if I mentioned that earlier. But I don't see a whole ton of these around here. So it's nice to drink something a little exotic.
So maybe you describe it as if it were a fish, and I'll describe it if it were a dog.
Oh, okay. Let me... Maybe it's because of the lemon and some of the art that's on here and just the color itself. But I would say just some salmon.
Yeah.
Because it goes well with some of those citrusy flavors and maybe like some wild rice. It would be super delicious.
Absolutely.
So I will say a salmon for the fish.
You hit the nail right on the head with that one. I am really struggling to figure out what kind of dog this would taste like.
What dog would I eat with an orange?
And put my finger on it. I'm going to go with a golden doodle.
Oh.
It's very happy. You know, this isn't a beer that like I'm sad that I'm drinking. Not that many beers. Beers that I'm just
some
sad. This beer makes
some
me
sad
so
beers
upset.
I have. I've got 2 sixers. I've got a happy sixer and a sad sixer.
This one's for Thursday when I'm just moping to myself.
Yeah, and if I'm feeling contemplative, I got to go pick up a whole new set of things.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You know, I don't know how much more explanation I'm going to give. I think I'm satisfied with what I've said. We're all happy, and I'm going to take another little drink. Friday, Zach got into town, and we went right to Flipside, which is this local restaurant, and they had like $5 Irish car bombs. So you know we went buck wild with some Irish car bombs and had a big old Bloody Mary, went downtown, just got silly. It was raining like hell, but...
Yeah.
Man, Friday in itself was a really good time just to get to know Lita and Zach a little bit more before you got in. We went, I think we got an Uber and went right downtown from there, right? And just kind of hung.
Yeah, we met Matt and Chris and basically just went to that first bar on the corner.
Yeah.
And
oh, yeah, we bar hopped.
That's something we did that we a little bit. No, never. And that was a lot of fun. And because it was Nashville, like there was an Irish person singing Irish music and it was just. Perfect. Oh, I was so happy to be with you guys and to be in Nashville.
It was so nice. Pulling the Acme feed and seeing someone singing, it's whiskey in the jar.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so good. It was so good. I loved that.
And then,
we went from Acme to Crazy Town, which wasn't so crazy. And I think we just went home from there. Either way.
Yeah.
Either way. Lita brought a bunch of cupcakes that we just chowed down on.
Yes.
Oh, shout out, Lita. Oh, my God.
So like, good. Two cupcakes. I ate like such a garbage person.
I feel like trash.
Yes. No, I do, too. Like, I hope you know that by now I felt guilty enough or that's not my reality still.
That's refreshing to hear. Thank you.
Yeah. It killed me.
I went to the gym today for the first time in an ice age, and I sweat out 2 weeks of beer. It was quite a bit.
Saturday was the hike.
Yes.
That I referenced at the start of the show, and we went to Stone Door?
The Stone Door. Well, it took us all morning to leave.
We were not a very efficient crew.
We got up at a good time, like 9:30, 10. Well, that's...
Yeah. I
mean, it's fine time.
Yeah.
I made a big thing of eggs. Yes. Threw some peppers in there. You guys know how I do breakfast at this point.
Yes.
Kind of rallied. We might have had a cupcake. I can't remember. Everything kind of blurred.
There was pretty much always somebody eating a cupcake.
Literally, pick a time. At least one person was eating a cupcake.
Yeah. Find a picture from the weekend. There's a cupcake.
But yeah, I think we left at like noonish, noon 30. Got to the door around 1:30, 1:45, took our little hike. Well, I don't know the exact times, but we were hiking for a good while. It was really, really nice that day.
We took some nice pictures.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We had a romantic boy with boy picture shoot. I don't know if there's a great way to
You described it perfectly. We were very cute for a good few hours. It was a beautiful day. I really was in the mood for some porch drinking that day. But nonetheless, we went right back and were very, very sleepy. And I think we kind of just took it easy. Did we? Yeah.
Was that the night that we played like Cards Against Humanity?
And... We played Cards the night before on the TV with that app.
Right.
And then we just kind of... Elizabeth came over. Chris's lady, Elizabeth, yes, came over. And
we watched Mim Bim Bam.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That was so funny.
That was great.
But yeah, I think we just relaxed, enjoyed each other's company for that night, which was exactly what I needed.
Yes, I would agree 100%. And then Sunday, Zach had to...
Yeah, Zach had to skedaddle.
...from us, which was unfortunate. But we did do...
The first watch, the cult breakfast.
The cult breakfast. And it was delicious as always.
Mm.
And then we did do a little bit of porch drinking. On Sunday.
Oh, yeah. That's exactly what we did.
You got sunburned.
I did get sunburned. I have a nice little tan line. We went to Target, picked up a 24 rack of Miller, and
at Target,
the most natural spot to get a rack of beer.
Yes, of course.
We did our shopping. Matt got a rug. I got some beer.
We said, Zach and Lita, you know what? It's your last day. Let's go to Target and run some errands quick.
Let's really show you Nashville and what Nashville's
all about. You know what you don't have in Iowa? Target.
You guys are going to love this spot. The Target. It's a gorgeous little layout. We went back to the home. And, oh, yeah, we got a bunch of darts. And we just started throwing them at the... Pork dartboard we have on our back shed from as far away as we could. And we also threw them at beer cans. And we got...
Unsuccessfully. Actually, more successfully with the Target.
Yeah, we did our fair share of debauchery.
Hootenanny.
Yeah, and that. Yeah. We finished that case in a few hours, which I was surprised about. But I'm very glad that happened.
Well, and a good amount of it. Was the stain that you used for your deck.
Yeah, and it both leaves a nice finish, and it kind of preserves the wood. Like, it'll probably last a couple more winters now, which is kind of what I'm... I look...
You're so serious.
It's very, very important.
Very important to take care of your lumber.
Miller Lite, spelled different because it's brewed different, and it's also...
For your deck.
For your deck. It's very important.
Yes.
Yeah. And then I carried you for a while in League, and
I can't remember that.
You remember it very specifically. Oh, yeah. I made a nice big meal. You had a little nap,
yes,
which was good. And then
I did.
And then we watched everyone's favorite movie, Alien.
We finally watched Alien.
How about that?
How about that? And Matt wasn't big on it.
Matt hated every little second. Matt. Every detail.
Let's see if this will be the episode where he finally abandons ship.
Maybe.
Abandons Nostromo.
See you, Nostromo.
See ya later. Monday was the Japanese house.
Oh, what a show.
I listened to those records today, and I didn't even realize they're all different colors. Like, one's orange, and one's like a forest green, and one's white. And
Love that.
It's beautiful, and it sucks because there's only two songs on each side, so there's not a lot of grooving before you're flipping.
Oh, I'm surprised they didn't just do, like, one side.
That would be great. They could fit all their songs onto one album, but
nonetheless,
I am super glad to have that collection.
Yeah, that was
because I've wanted it forever.
That was a good call.
The show was awesome.
Got to see Katie.
Got to see Katie, which was great. Mm-hmm. And Matt, like, notoriously doesn't like live shows.
Yes.
And
I know that about
at the end of it, we were just like all just so pumped to have shared it together.
Yeah. That was a great way to end our time. Well, almost end it, because Tuesday we the boys convinced me to skip class and just play video games, which is a dumb reason to not go to class. But I mean, people at this point know the kind of relationship we all have, and we don't get to see each other a lot. And I figure, you know, a 10-point quiz is not worth wasting an opportunity to hang out with you guys a little bit longer. So I'm glad I did.
And I think we won all the games we played.
Oh, yeah. We win every game. Are you kidding me?
I do. I can't speak for you.
I'm not sure about that exactly, but.
No.
Nonetheless.
Nonetheless. Class. But
yeah, I skip class. I'm a rebel.
But you will soon be done with class.
I am very close. 6 weeks? But who's counting?
How is Mike feeling now about graduation?
Honestly,
2017.
I'm so excited. I could be doing all the things I want to right now, but I can't because I have to go to two classes tomorrow, and I have all these assignments to do. I was doing an assignment all afternoon when I would rather be making finishing some details on a couple tracks that I want to get into Chris's hands so he can mix them down and all that.
And you're doing a lot with music, and you're doing a lot with your job with Sony.
Yep.
And so for you to be doing the things that you want to be doing, like, already.
Yes.
I can only imagine adds to the senioritis.
Exactly. And I'm very eager to kind of let go of these ties that I have, like, with school. Although it gives me, like, a sense of direction and, like, stability, I'm eager to explore the boundaries of, like, what's outside of just having to go to class. I know I talked to you a little bit about your ambitions outside of, like, the immediate time allotted. So if you don't mind talking a little bit about it, I mean.
Yeah, and this is something that Mike and I had the opportunity to talk about this weekend when I think Matt was working on editing the podcast, and so Mike and I just got some time to kick it and talk. And one of the things I had shared with you is that anything I've ever wanted to do, I've just completely devoted myself to that thing until I felt that I was competent at it.
I agree 100%. I think one of the things that I've learned more and more and more about you, I guess, in the last time that I've been living with you, but also because of your little entrepreneurial adventures, is your knack for creativity, but also your knack for realizing when something's good. Because, like, it's hard to just say about something that you've created, like, oh, I made a good thing. But there's also a little bit of being realistic with that, and you have a sincere ability to not just, like, blow smoke and, like, just honestly put your heart and soul into something and say, hey, this is something that I really believe in. And I think that's very important both in like projects that you have going on now, but also for future endeavors that maybe you want to get yourself into. And, like, have an idea in mind that, hey, if this doesn't, I guess, go through all the hoops that I want it to go through. Like, I know if it's going to be something that I will continue to do or if it's something that's just not going to happen. And that's something that you figure out early on. And this podcast is like something that it's, although it's early on, like we have sincere ambitions with where it will go in the next while. So it's exciting and I'm very happy to be a part of it.
Yeah. And part of it too is just that finding that and learning something. Like I would consider myself a lifelong learner right out the womb.
Oh, absolutely.
But it's just a lot of fun to dive into a world that you've never explored before. And so that's why even like if this podcast only ever has our family listening to it, like I still love doing it. And absolutely. I love this time with you boys. And like I said, when I listened to it coming back the other night and just being reminded of these things that we say and we do together, it's just an important part of my week.
Yeah, no, I agree. I've been looking forward to Wednesdays now for the last couple months because like it's always something to look forward to, like have some quality time. Now, the real question is it too meta to talk about the podcast in the podcast?
That is a good question. I was going to say some nice things about you for a little bit because I feel like I'm so socially awkward that when people say nice things about me, it's really easy to say something goofy and say I'm not that. And so currently I'm working on graciously accepting. And the next step to being a good communicator is to reciprocate.
So far, you're doing great.
So far, as I'm explaining the rules of polite conversation.
Okay, hit me with all that good mic talk.
Let me just tell you. Because we talked about, like, you've been looking at maybe working at a bar so you can continue to do music you know, your complete pursuit and to do something that makes you the money that you need to and then end it run after it. And as Matt said it and as a lot of us have said, like you are in such a prime spot for what you want to do. Whatever that is, like you are just in the hub of it all to go whatever direction you want to go. And I think you'll go a few different directions before you settle on something or find something that just sweeps you away, just completely off your feet. And I would not be surprised if all of a sudden, like I found out you were working a job and then 2 weeks later I found out you own the company or something. But
oh, well,
but like we said, like you're just a super likable guy. You're charismatic. And even like if you were working bars, like you'd be making connections there. And I'm sure finding ways to meet people at other bars to play more shows and just continue to always do what you feel called to do. And then even going back to, you know, making the decision to come to Belmont, like that was huge. And you've just continued to have what you want be your focus. And that's just,
Well, I appreciate that, my dude. I feel like I've set myself up very well. And, I mean, it's the dream. Like I'm at the crest of becoming a full-fledged adult. And, I mean, I'm episode 20, like I'm 20 now, like I'm ready to flower into my full self. Just for the record, I am, in my real human body, 21 years old, and I am legally allowed to drink this beer. Just for any of you, legal analysts out there trying to bust us.
Yes.
Trent, I have to admit to you that I am bottoms up.
Are you actually?
I am.
I don't remember how. I think Chris just straight up read all the intros and outros last time.
Yes, he did.
So, we'll see who does that. So
I think that means we just do nicknames.
I have been Trent, a beer for every mood. Safford.
Okay. I have been Michael Golden Doodle, no reason to ask why, Wadena.
Perfect. I love it. And on to the next podcast, which surely won't be as good as
No I way would be. Unless we're last. In that case...
In which case, what a way to end it.
What a great...
Thanks for our headliners.
Thanks for those who opened.
Unless that's us.
If we opened, boy, what a strong opener. They have...
What a strong opener. Really leading with your prize goat.